So one of the things I mentioned about podcasts is versatility, and I think it's important when you are, even when you're producing a show or when you're producing an episode, to remember this, which is that most people listen to podcasts while they're doing something else, right? What they're doing varies. So some people do it while they're working out. Most people do it while they're commuting, which unfortunately is not something that we're seeing a lot of currently, and so on. So it's important to remember that there's a bit of power in this too, right? Because it means that podcasts can work in formats and places where you don't need the person's full attention. So you don't need their eyeballs, for example, right? So unlike when you're driving, for example, you can listen to podcasts, but you cannot watch a video, or you shouldn't watch a video. And there are other places as well. When you're doing chores around the house, let's say, it's easier to plug in something and just listen as opposed to have to keep looking up at a screen. And that's really interesting, because when you're trying to create shows and when you're trying to look at that, you know that that's when you can capture them. At the same time, I will just sort of put a caution out here as well, which is, because they might be doing something, it's a bit of passive listening, right? Because they're doing something else while they're listening to you, it's important when you're kind of telling your story that you're very clear, that you're explaining things well, and making sure that you're kind of conscious of how much information you're packing at once, because it can happen that, you know, if you dump in a minute five different pieces of information, I mean, even if they're fully focused on you, it's unlikely they'll hear you, but definitely if they're also commuting, they might miss a few things. And so it's easier to kind of roll that out slowly and so on. So it's something to remember.
So I have two questions sort of back to back. So how loyal do you stay to your original audience and the content and structure they prefer? And the second one would be, so if we were to pursue podcasting, especially professionally, how often would you recommend we actually look into all these trends and do our research?
I would go back to saying this is why thinking about the purpose upfront is so important. You know, when we're launching a show, so I mean, it might sound very simple that we're launching a show on motherhood, therefore our targets are mothers. But we still sat down with the host and we wrote out a paragraph on who our target audience is and why it matters and what we want to communicate to them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chirag. Really, really fascinating stuff. And yeah, if I could just ask everyone to please unmute their microphones and give Chirag a huge round of applause for joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. It helps with the echo, doesn't it? Wow.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like a
exactly. Sounds like a stadium. Yeah, exactly.